change in our program. I thought I'd mention it before we start, and that Valerie Perkins has a whistle solo, and she will be whistling "O Come All You Faithful." Of whom did the prophets of old foretell in the time of the darkest of night? Who would come to demolish the bands of hell, to usher in joy and delight? For woven throughout the scriptures of old, like a beam of blessings unfurled, their messages spoke with joy untold of hope to this desolate world. From Isaiah to Micah and old Malachi, the scriptures bespoke of his life. They were given for you and for one such as I to banish our worry and strife. They prophesied ages before Jesus came, so conviction would come with the story, that those who, believing, would call on his name and would sing of his virtue and glory. And now that we've seen their message fulfilled and have proof of the truth of their word, it is we who are living today who are thrilled, having faith in what they only heard.
O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth.
Excuse me.
Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices on high divine. Oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of hope in grateful chorus raise we, let all within us praise his holy name. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices on night divine. Oh, night when Christ was born, oh, night divine, oh, night divine. Oh, on your knees. Oh, hear the angel voices on high, divine, oh, night. When Christ was born, oh, night, divine, oh, night, oh, night,
but thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. What can be said of you, Bethlehem town, with your dim and narrow streets, which were dark as the folks who dwell in you, who neglected the Savior to greet? O Bethlehem small, to you was revealed that a king would be born one day, but you slept in the night of your ignorance with a miracle underway. O Bethlehem dark, you never did know the time of your visitation, or grasped that a baby, unheralded, unknown, would purge a profligate nation. Of infinite towns that were scattered abroad, you alone were the chosen one, who was first to be offered the heavenly gift, God's only begotten Son. But you passed him off lightly from pillar to post, till at last in a cattle stall, the baby of Bethlehem lowly was born, the Savior and King of us all. I'm sad when I think of the chance you lost to discover the Savior of men, to herald his coming and scatter the news that peace would return again. O Bethlehem dark, while I cannot excuse your failure and glaring mistake, I'm as guilty as you of neglecting his love and causing his heart to break. Omnipotent baby of Bethlehem town, O King of the worlds far and wide, creator of all that your vision includes, the master of wind and of tides, forgive me this day for my wandering way, and in me your spirit imbue. Establish my heart and suffuse it with love. I've created some room for you. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Now the birth of Jesus was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. A wondrous thing has come to me, for here I am with child, though no man have I known as yet, a virgin undefiled. What will Joseph think of me? Will he suspect the worst? If he should turn me thus away, I feel my heart would burst. And will my Joseph trust me still? Will he believe my story, that God's own angel came to me with bright and dazzling glory, announcing that the holy thing which in my womb doth lay is he of whom the prophets wrote from dawn of earliest day? For who am I to be so blessed? I'm but a humble maid, that God should send his only son, who in my womb is laid. My soul doth magnify the Lord, his handmaid I've become, to carry out his mighty plan until his work is done. Then take me, Lord, and use my life to raise your son for you, that I may glorify your name in all I say and do.
Thank you.
Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. When Mary broke the news to me that she was then with child, my heart revolted at the thought that she had been defiled. I did not wish to humble her, exposing her to all, but thought to put her thus away to minimize her fall. And then one night I had a dream that came from God above, directing me to take as wife this Mary, whom I loved. The baby thus conceived in her was he who was to be the Savior promised to us all from God's eternity. With humble heart, I married her and waited for the day the honor would be granted me to guide him on his way. Yet as he grew, the roles reversed. 'Twas he who guided me and modeled by the life he lived God's vast eternity. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Said of old,
The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Why was he born in a stable of straw instead of in palaces fair? And why did he choose little Bethlehem town when he could have gone anywhere? Why was he dressed in rough swaddling clothes when silk was the fabric of kings? And why did he dwell with the humblest of beasts when he could have had elegant things? Why did he work as a carpenter's aide in a meek, unpretentious trade, while taking much pleasure and personal pride in the furniture which he had made? Why was he mute when rejected by men and silent when he was accused? Why was he patient when openly shamed and compliant when harshly abused? Why did he suffer himself to be sought and be nailed to an infamous tree, well knowing that suffering and pain were his lot as well as his destiny? If you are but willing, the answers you seek can be met with comparative ease. But you'll only uncover the meaning inside when bowing upon your knees. For the Spirit of heaven has seldom been seen in palaces here on the earth, but has rather been found in the dwellings of those who were drawn to superior worth. For the fabric of joy is not costly array, but the fine woven linen of love, which rejoices in service to those who are weak while connected to heaven above. For humility marked the path to the cross, where the prisoners at last were freed. And it's only as I in humility serve that I share in this heavenly creed. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming, and who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. If I had been a shepherd boy so very long ago, and camped on old Judea's plain with shepherd's rod in tow, I wonder how I would have felt upon that special night when all the starry heavens glowed with shining angels bright. I wonder how I would have felt to hear the angels sing as they announced the Savior's birth, which caused the hills to ring. I'm sure my skin would tingle there, but not because of cold, but for the joy of such a sight and of a sound so bold. I know I would have followed them, those starlit angels bright, right through the streets of Bethlehem and onward in the night. Until at last I found him there, the precious Lamb of God, who willingly his home forsook to walk this earthly sod. On seeing him, I'd bow my head in awe at one so sweet. In eagerness, I'd press right in, my little Lord to greet. I'd wonder at those tiny hands, which on my own would wind, and feel in them the touch of God to heal the sick and blind. I'd marvel at the cooing sounds ascending from his throat, remembering his calm commands when in a sinking boat. I'd look into those baby eyes and see a gentle light, which even now can comfort me within the darkest night. Although I cannot travel back to old Judea's place, I'm anxious for the moment when I see him face to face. And when at last he comes again, I know I'll shout for joy and revel in his coming like that little shepherd boy. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." Who were these wise men who came from afar, having for compass a bright shining star? They were the Magi, the studied, the learned, who thus from the scriptures God's mission discerned. They hasten with joy and with fervent desire, with firm dedication their goal to acquire. They travel through desert or mountain and plain, with only one focus, their quest to attain. They came from the east with their sand-laden shoes, inquiring for him born the king of the Jews. When word came to Herod, he was troubled and torn, and inquired of the priests where the Christ would be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, For out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The season of Christmas brings memories sweet of a babe in a cattle stall, with starlight aglow in a luminous show as shepherds before him did fall. We relish the promise his coming foretold of deliverance from bondage and woe. We sing hallelujahs, enjoying the thought that this child has defeated the foe. We muse on the innocent baby so mild. We picture him haloed with Mary. With wise men surrounding and music astounding, the season becomes legendary. It seems we're contented to linger upon his wondrous immaculate birth, but if Christmas stops there, we become unaware of what this time really is worth. For his coming was only a part of the plan to salvage our future estate. The real work began when he lived as a man and died to determine our fate. Although we may honor this babe in his bed, this king in an animal stall, if we haven't decided to live as he lived, we worship him not at all.
Infant holy, infant lowly, for his bed a cattle stall, oxen lowing, little knowing, Christ the babe is Lord of all. Swift are winging, angels singing, no or sleeping, shepherds keeping vigil till the morning new. Saw the glory, heard the story, tidings of the gospel true. Thus rejoicing, free from sorrow, praising
in Bethlehem, a quiet town, a tiny babe was born. An angel sang a joyous song until the breaking morn. And no one knew and no one cared to hear the angel sing, for all were busy with their lives and failed to greet the king. Although he cooed as babies do while gazing at his mother, yet Mary knew her baby was distinct from any other. For had not angels come to her announcing heaven's plan, informing her that she would birth no ordinary man? She watched him grow throughout the years and wondered at his fate, yet much was simply unrevealed for which she'd have to wait. The day would come in which a sword would pierce her tender heart, and she would watch her baby die, as bitter tears would smart. Yet faithful to her calling true, she nurtured him with love, instructing him with scripture texts and pointing him above. She heard of how he healed the sick and how the blind did see. She heard his words of wisdom ring with generosity. She knew that he had raised the dead and fed the multitudes. She marveled at the messages in his beatitudes. Yet here he lay upon a cross, contorted now in pain, and unaware in God's own time that he would rise again. With broken heart, she lingered there in sorrow by the tree, and helpless sobbed to see her son in dying agony. For mothers who have lost a son, remember precious Mary, who felt the anguish you have known when at the cross she tarried. Yet Jesus saw her great concern when he was nearly gone, and in his love committed her to his disciple John. He knows the bitter agony which separation brings. He knows the empty loneliness that haunts and pains and stings. Then in your pain be comforted and keep your courage, friend. You know because of Mary's son, your son will rise again.
heaven's keeping, angels hover near, and they are here to guard thy sleeping. Shadows of the night will in the night with thee.
The Lord revealed. For he shall grow up before him as the tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, and acquainted with grief, a man of sorrows, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. A woman was Christmas shopping with her two children. After hours of looking at row after row of toys and everything else imaginable, and hearing her children asking for everything they saw on the many shelves, she finally made it to the elevator. She was feeling what so many of us feel during the holiday season, pressure to attend every party, taste all the caloric holiday treats, cook food ahead for company, purchase the perfect gift for every person on our Christmas list, and return cards to everyone who sends us a card, along with keeping the house picked up in case visitors should come. Finally, the elevator doors opened. There was already a crowd of harried shoppers looking as bedraggled as she felt, crowded together and anxious to be on their way home. She pushed her way into the elevator, dragging her two children with her, along with the packages she had purchased. When the doors closed, she couldn't take it anymore, and wearily moaned out loud, "Whoever started this whole Christmas thing should be found, strung up, and shot." From the back of the car, everyone heard a quiet, calm voice respond, "Don't worry, we already crucified him." For the rest of the trip, it was so quiet, all that was heard was the purr of the elevator making its way to the bottom floor. In the hustle and bustle of this year's holiday season, don't forget to keep the person who inspired it in your thoughts, words, and deeds. If everyone would do so, think of how very different this world would be, not only at Christmas time, but every day of the year.
Thank you.
An infant, small and powerless, no place to lay his head, he came into this darkened world who once fair angels led. The darling of the angel host, unheralded at his birth, was nonetheless announced by song to dwellers of the earth. Assailed by foes at every turn, he bore the sins of man while pleading for their very souls that they might understand. But selfishness would not relent, until with boastful pride, they crucified God's only Son and pierced him in the side. With body bruised and languishing, he agonized in pain, until with dying breath he cried, "It's finished," loud and plain. But early on that Sunday morn, in triumph o'er the tomb, he rose in victory over death, dispelling fear and gloom. And one day soon, the sky above will burst with angel song, announcing with triumphant note his coming, promised long. As earth reels to and fro in pain, he comes to claim his own, not fettered to a dreadful cross, but seated on a throne. His lovely brow, once pierced with thorns, is graced with lovely crowns, announcing the appearance of a king of great renown. Oh, crown him now with many crowns, and let the whole world sing of him who ransomed us from death, our Savior and our King. In closing, turn with me, if you will, to 223, Crown Him with Many Crowns.